We'll just briefly review what we did last time, which is found on this set of zero sheets that you had. We discussed the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara that the Elephant of the Day, which is on page number 2 of this handout. The Gemara discusses a fundamental issue. It's found approximately 20 lines down from the top. Perhaps 17. Gufa. The Gemara said, Ben Gimel of the English, but then Mitzvah. Amar Shlokish. Tzvor she'olu ba'asobim, muta l'kaneach bo. We're talking about on Shabbos. A tzvor is a rock. And on this rock, grass is growing. Moss, lichens, algae. So the din is you're allowed to use it as tissue paper on Shabbos. Now, again, the issue over here is that in the course of using it, obviously, as Rashi explains, there's going to be some of the grass which is being used as tissue paper will be detached. And this is being used as a tissue paper, as I noted. So the halacha is that you're allowed to do so. Why is that so? Says Rashi. The Pasuk of Shimon, namely, there's no intention whatsoever of doing any act of tolish. Tolish means detaching it from that which is mechubal karka. Tolish is a soldo kotzer. But because there's no intention, no miskaving, and one can also assume that it's not necessarily a situation. That's what one has to assume automatically. Something that inevitably is going to happen. However, the Gemara says if one, the kavana, does an act of detaching from the ground, so that of course is going to be liable, min ha-Torah, you bring a korban chatas, we're talking about the shogeg, and the reason why you're liable because you did it with kavana, and as Rashi explains, even though we're talking about a tzvor, it's makom gidula. We're talking about where it's being detached from its point of origin. So the Gemara then goes on to say, as a result of these two dinim, the Gemara comes to the following conclusion. Hai parpisa. And Rashi explains that this parpisa, says Rashi, is an otzos nokov. That's what we are discussing. Otzos nokov means a flower pot, an otzos that's perforated, that has a hole in the ground. Obviously, it's connected to the ground. And obviously, I went and I planted a seed in this otzos. And now we have here some sort of a plant, a parfisa, but it's an otzis nokov. And what happened with this otzis nokov? Show me the tiltulin. The Gemara says there's no issue being the taltel, this particular otzis. We don't say by virtue of moving this otzis around, and this otzis is perforated, so it's connected to the ground. So by virtue of moving it, perhaps you're guilty of Tolish. You are detaching it from its point of origin. So the Gemara says, no, there's no issue. It's mutter, letaltel. You're not violating any issue of Tolish. The Gemara, by the way, asks, maskiv lo, Rav Kahana, he asks, im amru letzorech. Okay, we said a moment ago that if you have grass that's growing on tzror, on rocks, so the din is, you're allowed to use it as tissue paper on Shabbos. So that is obviously a tzorech. The Gemara says, but in this situation, we are taking a perforated pot, notzis loku, yomru shalom tzorech. What's the necessity for moving this perforated pot? There's no need to be metaltal. So the Gemara right away assumes that you can't compare the two situations. So finally, the Gemara says, and this is the one we're interested in, Omer Abayi, parfisa hol biyasa liyodon, since we have encountered this parfisa, this notzis loku, this perforated pot, let's now discuss the issue of Lotzis Nakub, and the Gemara discusses it with reference to Shabbos. And as we mentioned last time, this is an issue in Kol HaTorah Kula. Hoya Munach Agabi Karka. I have an Otzitz that is resting on the ground. The feed is connected to the ground. Why is it connected? Because it's Nakub, because of the preparation. So there's unique of an Akarka. It's drawing sustenance on the ground. And therefore, that's the connection. So now I decide to pick it up and put it on stilts, which means I am elevating it from its point of connection on the ground, elevating it to a different height. So the Gemara says, "Machay Mishum Tolish." This is considered to be on Shabbos, Osir Mishum Tolish. Now, normally, Tolish, of course, is when a person detaches something, literally, you cut something, you cut a shoot from a tree, you detach a fruit from a tree. Now we understand Tolish. That's a Tol of Kotzer. You're detaching something which is Bechub Lekaka, and you are severing the item from its Chibur Lekaka. But here, that's not exactly what's happening. You have a Otzitz Nokub, it's true, it's connected to the ground by virtue of the Shidika, and now I'm simply elevating it to a higher pedestal. I'm putting Agabi Yisegos, and then the Gemara says, Zechai Mishim Tolish. Rashi comments, why you Chalim Mishim Tolish? Says Rashi, two explanations. One, they nonen eshuv merech hakarka. Rashi is found right above the Gilyon HaShas, about 4 or 5 lines above the Gilyon HaShas. Means what have you done? You essentially have severed it from its connection. What was the connection? The connection was the reach hakarka, the yenika from the karka. You have now severed that yenika. You have elevated this otzis nakum. You severed it from its yenika. And that is considered to be an act of Kodesh. Now, clearly, all of us would say, and Rashi Ibn Miyad says it, believe near a Dai Chai of Bab Dafta, not Daraisa. It cannot possibly be in the Torah that you violated an act of Kodesh. No way. Because here, there's no way you can violate an act of Kodesh. Kodesh means when you detach something from its Chibul Karka, as I mentioned a moment ago. You cut off a tree, you detach a fruit. But here, that's not what's happening. Here you are essentially cutting off the yinika of the karka. That's not an act of tolish. The word tolish literally means to do a maisa plisha. You didn't do a maisa plisha. You just severed its connection to its yinika of the karka. So Rashi Deva says, Oster, it's an Isur Rabbah. It's only rabbinically interdicted, mishum de domi le tolish, because it appears to be some form of tolish at an Rabbah level. Not at the Raisa level, but at the Rabbanan. Rashi goes further. If we're talking about the literally, Chayiv min haTorah, this is called an act of Tolesh. Eichi shori Rabbanan isukaris eskila mishum kinuach. How could Chazal permit an Issa Daraisa? We know that Chazal, once something is reduced to an Issa Rabbanan, then we have all kinds of heterim. B'makom hesed, b'makom chela, b'chula, b'chula, b'chula. However, if it's an Issa Daraisa, there's no basis for any kind of heter. Here we're using the tzror, shol ba'asavim, this rock or pebbles that have on the grass, lichens, moss that grew on it, being used as tissue paper. So obviously, clearly, there, at best, we're talking about an Issa Darabonim. And therefore, that's what Rashi assumes over here as well. By cutting off the yanika, by cutting off the connection to its sustenance from the ground, so that is not considered to be a din daraisa. That's a din daravon. Rashi compares this to Gemara Sanhedrin, Nabal Akusis, Chayim Mishum Nashgaz. That's a gzera of Chazal. So here also we're talking about a din daravon. So Rashi indicates very clearly that the Gemara says that Chazal permitted a person to go ahead on a Shabbos mekaneach in chol sheish bo asavim, tzror sheol bo asavim. Chazal permitted that to be used as tissue paper. And if that's considered to be Tolish, but not Torah, says Rashi, it would not be possible to do that on Shabbos, even Mishum Kavod Arius. That's another Heter. Makom Kavod Arius, Makom Cheder, Makom Hefzer, all the bar opens. But that's only once you reduce an Isa to the Rabbonim. If the Isa remains an Isa, the Isa, there's no Makom whatsoever. The Arius is also Ben Lachatchila, Ben Dielin. The Rabbonim already has much more room to maneuver in terms of different leniencies that exist. However, we pointed out that the Rambam is cholik on this. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, you look at the Rambam, first in general, the Rambam on page number 3, the Rambam tells us, Klolim, in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. And among the Klolim, the Rambam lays down the language of Chayim. When the Gemara and Chazal use the language of Chayim, the Rambam says, in all of the days, you're Chayim in HaTorah. The Rambam sees no reason why we have to interpret the Chiyuv, as Rashi does, as being a Din Rabbanan. So the Rambam assumes and write this aloch in Perches, aloch adala, which you also have on page number 1, thank you. Page number 1, on the same night, so the Rambam passes Perches aloch adala, this is what we saw last time, but we want to get a handle on it. So the Rambam here says the following. And he quotes actually this halacha. First he brings the din of Zorea, where there's an element of smicha, of growth that takes place. And then the Rambam, I believe I circled it. The Rambam says, Gafshusha Shalofer, in the wide line of the Rambam, middle of Halacha Dalet. Gafshusha refers to a mound of offer. Sha'olah ba'asami. It's the same as Tzor. Some interpret Tzor as being Gafshushis. Some interpret Tzor as being pebbles. But whatever the case, the Rambam says, clearly the Rambam is talking about the Din D'oraisa. The Rambam is not discussing, as Rashi indicated, the Din D'rabbanan. And then the reverse case also is mentioned by the Rambam. What about reversing it? It's on stilts, and now I put it on the ground. Well, so the Shita Sarambam, the Magi Mishnah over here, I don't know, we didn't actually discuss this. Interestingly enough, the Magi Mishnah points out that the Rambam does not quote that second case. Rashi built his entire case on the fact that Tzor Sha'olah Ba'asomim, when I use that, Chazal, as I mentioned, that they didn't have exactly the kind of sophisticated tissue paper that we have, they used to use. Avonim and Kruzolos. They used stones that were, I don't know how to translate it, Kruzolos. How do you translate it?
Fine.
Yeah, of sorts that were shaped in order that it should be utilized for the purpose of this tafkin. So the Magen Mishnah points out the Rambam does not quote the second din. Rashi understood this halacha based on the earlier din, based on Tzor Sha'olah Ba'asovim. And Rashi says, the Gemara says, what's the din on Tzor Sha'olah Ba'asovim? So you're not mechaven, you could use it as tissue paper. We're talking about the Rabbana, the Bogum Kabbat Abriyas. And therefore, the Rashi came to the Maskana that if I go and elevate, or I simply lower, just like there's one more month, or I lower the item, so I'm not over the Isa the Isa. That's what Rashi built upon. Makadisha says, the Ram does not quote that din, does not quote the din of Tzor Sha'olah Ba'asovim. Now, apparently, according to the Rambam, we have to assume that the Rambam held there's no heter. Apparently, the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah assumes and the Rambam held there's no heter in Tzor Sha'olah Ba'asovim. That would be an Isur D'oraisa, or maybe the Rambam holds mutar l'kaneach ba'asovim, that you'd be allowed to go ahead and use these grass as tissue paper if they are munach hagav yisegas, because you didn't do any act of tlisha. So it's not clear what the Shita Sarambam is. Others want to suggest that the Rambam. I saw him in Kibbutz HaMishnah. He writes, actually, this Rambam, when the Rambam says you're not allowed to put these things on your sefers, that's only if you need them for an extended period of time. But if you just use it for tissue paper and right away put it back on the ground, you're not over on the Isur Tolish. It's very unclear. The Halacha Lamai said that the Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch above, they want us to be careful even not to pick up an Otzis She'eino Nokum. Not only an Otzis Nokum, where obviously there is some severance that's taking place on the ground, as Rashi explained over here, but even an Otzer Chenu Noka, that I'm going to discuss, but to pick up an Otzer Chenu Noka, let's say it's on the floor, and put it on Yisegos, send the Shulchan Aruch La'alocha, Yesh L'Israel. And even that wants to be kept. Now I'm going to talk about Yis Hashem for a bit, and the Vilna Gaon explains, and this is what we also mentioned last time as well, but now I think we have a better, hopefully, understanding of this particular matter. And I'll just mention to you and a few more dinim that are relevant over here. Let's turn to page 7 for a moment. Yeah, yeah.
According to Rashi, all of the Rabbanim is including an Al-Gabim Seder, so it's still in the airspace of the Karka, but put on a table.
Correct. Could very well be according to Rashi with East of Isa. It's not 100% clear. Even though that's Diuk, I have to like that Diuk. I also made the same Diuk. But it's not 100% clear that that's the case. But let's assume you are correct. Now, why should you say that it's different than putting on the shulchan? What's the difference? You're saying because there you still have
the
nigah from the ear, from the avir. So that's a very important, very significant issue, which we're going to get to, Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to discuss that. But I just want to, what I want to point out here, in item number 7, which is, again, I'm not here to resolve all the theories in Rambam. And trust me, there's no shortage of theories. I told Rabbi Shapiro on Shabbos, when he presented a beautiful presentation on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, with all the all the lomdas of, shall we say, of three or four generations of Soloveitchiks, starting from the Beis Halevi, going to Chaim Brisker, going to Amos Soloveitchik, going to Ras Soloveitchik, and further down. So I've had difficulty with that entire presentation for the last 45 years of my life. I find it to be, even though there's some very nice concepts there that were developed by Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, beautiful concepts. I'm not convinced that it's Miyashiv, all the kashas of the Kesem Mishnah, the Rambam Kesem Mishnah, blind by Tzorachim. And then the Soloveitchik family just takes care of all the Tzorachim of the Kesem Mishnah, 1, 2, 3, with some Hamtzolts, that's what I call them, Hamtzolts, with some brisk Hamtzolts, that are not at all clear to me. Shem Yom Tzosel, Dushas Yom Tzosel, I hear all of it, I've heard it for 45 years, almost 50 years of my life. And that's one of the props. So here we have a similar issue, as we'll get to in a moment. And there's also a lot of Abchaim's turn on this issue. But I just want to show you one or two stiras that made life very difficult. I didn't even quote, but I did bring it. Yeah, I did. On the top of page 7. So just to show you one of a few difficulties that exist over here with this issue. If you recall the Gemara in Gittin talks about, if I take afar chutzaretz, I'm a sfina to Eretz Yisrael. I take offer from Toronto. Let's use that. They call Toronto Yerushalayim Mitzvah America. The comedians over there. Anyway, so the offer and chutzaretz, they come in a sfina. They come in a ship to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says in Gittin that bisman shasfina gosheshes, if the sfina is sort of contiguous or basically tangent to the ground, if it's touching the ground itself. So the Gemara says that someone who plants now that offer, which is on the ship, again, it's offer from Chutzaris, but it comes in a sphere of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Yechai, Betumah, Samaises, and Shrias, Ki'ilu, Tzomach, Eretz Yisrael, Asma. It's as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael itself. The ship is essentially, let's say, in very shallow water. Mayim Redudin. So Kimad, it's touching the ground. I mean, I imagine when the ship docks, that's what happens. So therefore, it's touching the ground. And therefore, even though it was offered chutzaretz, but it can't be sfina to Eretz Yisrael. So now the halacha is yechayim tumas v'maisves. That's what the Gemara comments. By the way, I saw the Mishnah Melech over here writes that this, what it says, offered chutzaretz is not dafka. What did offer Eretz Yisrael? But the chiddush of offered chutzaretz is that even offered chutzaretz, the gosheshes, when it's touching the ground, yechayim. That's how the Mishnah Melech explains the chiddush actually in the Rambam. And the again, what is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? And he is getting into that issue that he spoke about, Rabbi Shapiro, that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael essentially is Kedushas Makom. It's a function of the locus, function of the geography of Eretz Yisrael. And whatever is Mechubar, B'toch Gvulos Shel Eretz Yisrael, whatever is connected to the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, so then we assume is Nikar, that it's considered included in Kedusha. And it's not that this Kedusha in the Etzem Ha'ofar. This is Ofar Chutzaretz. So this Ofer Chutzaretz is on a ship. It's not yet, it's in Eretz Yisrael territorial waters. And the Sfina is Gosheshet, the Sfina is on the ground. So the Gemara says, Yechayim Tumas Umesis, Kilo grew in Eretz Yisrael. But as I said, again, the Pashas is that, I mean, for example, someone asked me just the other day, someone Chutzaretz, he was talking about someone who's coming, or actually came already, the Kvura of Eretz Yisrael. So this minhag of in chutzaretz, they bury people with afar Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you're familiar with that practice. They bring offer from Eretz Yisrael, and they bring it to chutzaretz, and when they bury the person in Toronto, they put offer on the keber over there. So that practice, l'fi ani yosdaiti, I'm not here to, right now.
Sounds like someone's good business idea.
That's exactly what I have in mind, but I don't want to put it in such terms. You took care of it for me. So at best, it's a minhag, at best. Because there's no kedusha in that offer. Once it's nitlash min koma be'eretz Yisrael, goodbye kedusha. The kedusha is gone. So I didn't want to tell it to that person because they really paid a fortune of money for someone to bring offer from Eretz Yisrael, the chutzar, so the kura. So what was I going to do? Take the wind out of your sails. I didn't think it would be appropriate. So the fact of the matter is, the question is, in general, we have offer, like in this case of Gemara Gittin, Abba Sfina. There is Yisrael. Means the question is, what is the Mayim considered to be Rishus Batei Asno, that so-called territorial water, let's say Haifa, wherever it may be, Ashdod, Is that territory considered to be a Rishus by itself? Or do we assume, no, that it's called Eretz Yisrael? It's almost like Aliyat HaBayit, like you have a house which has several floors. So obviously, the top floor is also part of Eretz Yisrael. It's in the Eretz Yisrael Chaldomer. So I'm just saying that the Mayim itself, the Pashtas, I would say, doesn't have the Dush of Eretz Yisrael. If you ask my, we're talking about territorial orders, but not talking about the Kark of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, the reason why I say all this again, because that did that the Gemara quotes also happens to be a Mishnah in Challah. And the Mishnah in Challah, the some Rishonim, I think the Rashi Nishan says the Mishnah in Challah and that Gemara and Git is talking about where it's not cool, where the Svina is the Svina and the Kuma. Now, of course, I hope it doesn't have, shall we say, large apertures. That would not be healthy in terms of the Svina's ability to function. But we're talking about the Svina made of Cheres. And the Gemara said the Cheres is always permeable. Cheres is a semi-permeable membrane, perhaps even more than semi-permeable, maybe permeable in Gansin. Just like we say that Zerim Steak, the Cheres has a lot of very fascinating aspects that Moram Sochin, when I was Zara, that you can't kashuk with Cheres, that part of the Chumash, with Cheres Asher, Yibushabo, Yishomer, because the assumption is you somehow, whatever is Bliya, takes in the Cheres, can never be extricated. And on Yotzim, they defy the Elam, whereas it can never somehow be taken out of Klicheres. But here, the Svina is made of these to make Svina, so Klicheres. That's what they made them, of this kind of material. So we assume it's local, and so whatever the case is, that the Rambam, as you can see, does not make, again, I'm just showing you the halacha. Let's read the din. Since we started already on the top of page 7, offer Chutzaretz, Shevam is Svina Laretz. Bizman Shah Svina Goshesh is Laretz, which means it's touching the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Let's say it's in shallow water. That's what we're talking about. So your chayv in trumas and maizes and shvias continues to be as the din of Eretz Yisrael. Now the problem is there's another Rambam directly below Hilchos Bikurim in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, the last Rambam on this page. The Rambam here, maybe before I do that, I just mentioned the other Rambam, which we already saw, namely the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, we just saw Gavshu Shalofar. That the Rambam says, based on the Gemara and Shabbos that we just quoted, among the Rabbah Pisa, that according to Rashi, Yechayev Midrabona, when you elevate it or you lower it. And according to the Rambam, we said, Yubichayev Minatorga. Means whatever the Lashon of Chayev is used in Chazal, means the Chiyev Karis, assuming it was done in the Bezid, Asra. And those are the, we're talking about the Chiyev Daraisa. So the Rambam understood the Gemara Kipshuto, Chayev Mishum Zarea, when you go and lower it. And when you elevate it, Agav Yisayis, Yechayim Mishim Toilish. Now look at this third Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. Here the Rambam says, Agodil Ba'otzitz Abba Bishu Noku. Agodil B'sfina. So somebody is going in an Otzitz Noku. This is perforated, which means the Yenika is being drawn from the ground. And he's going in a Sfina. And yet the Rambam Paskin says, no, maybe you've been a Kaliga. What is going on? You don't bring Bikurim. Rambam Paskin, so it's an outright stira, an outright contradiction. There are many stiras. I'm just showing you one. One of the stiras in the Rambam by Bikurim, Paskin's pasuk says, "Asher tovi b'artza," has to be from Eretz Yisrael. I will maybe, and yet, if I had Bikurim that's growing, begago b'churba, a gag refers to a house in Eretz Yisrael that has a roof, or a churba. How do you translate churba? A area which is Chorev, like the Gemara has beginning of brachas. So there you do bring the Kurim. So what's going on over here? How do you understand? So in general, I'll just briefly mention what is Ba'olam HaYeshivas. This is what they say in the name of Rav Chaim Brisker. I heard it actually from Rav Soloveitchik and saw that, but it's essentially Rav Chaim Brisker. They're Tzvei Dinim by Yotzes Lok. And this is going to have relevance to Halacha Lamaisa we talked about in Yom Shvius. One is that something that grows in an Otzitz Nokuv is Mechubah L'Karka. That's the assumption. Because of the Nekev, because of the fact it draws Yenika from the ground, so it's connected to the ground, it's contained in Mechubah L'Karka. But then there's another Halacha, which of course is the Metzias. It's Yonik Min HaKarka. It actually draws its sustenance from the ground. So here's the Chiluk. There's a Chiluk between Mitzvah Tzuyas Ba'aretz and Hilchos Shabbos. What's the difference? When it comes to Mitzvah Tzuyas Ba'aretz, the assumption is Yenika from the Karka of Eretz Yisrael is sufficient to confer upon it a shame of Eretz Yisrael. The fact that it draws its sustenance from the soil of Eretz Yisrael, that's enough to give it a shame of Eretz Yisrael. One second, I'll get to Bikurim in a second. But it doesn't have to be, there's no halacha, it has to be Mechub Lekarka. There's no thing Mechub Lekarka when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and Mitzvah Tzoyiz Baritz. But in order to be Mechayav and Shabbos, no question, Tolish, by definition means, it has to be Mechub Lekarka. It's not Tolish, it was not Mechub Lekarka. It's not connected to the ground. So, Otzis Nokud, Hamunach HaGav Yisrael, and this is what Stephen said a moment ago, I have this Otzis Nokud, which is this perforated pot that's on the that's on stilts, even though it's Yoni Manakaka, and there's no avir, there's no airspace that is mafsik the Yoniko, but the fact is, it's not Mechubah the Karka, because the avir is mafsik the Chibur. There's no Chibur the Karka. It's true, there's Yoniko. By the way, that's why there are people here in this country, in this year, in Shemitah, they have, on the 10th floor, they have plants, and the other Vishnu Shvias. Now, I can't speak about the Messias. I don't fully grasp the Messias, but through the air, there's Yoniko Nakarka to be all the way up. Now, I'm not talking about where you place, that's what I'm claiming, right? But Halakha Lamai said, which is what generally people want over here, which is not my area. But anyway, Halakha Lamai said, if you put something under it, let's say there's a Tachtit Shel Cheres, or Tachtit Shel Plastic, or commonly Tachtiot Acherot. So pashtus, then it would not be connected to the ground. That's how the cheres
also.
What? That's a question with the cheres, but we're on the 10th floor. So I'm asking simply, at best, it's a chiyuv d'rabbanan, at best. And there are many rabbeiko regarding this matter. The question, what about the first floor? The first floor may be totally different.
So where it like hangs over?
Yeah, where it hangs over slightly, and there's a clearly.
Hangs over on the entrepreneur.
Yeah. I'm talking about hanging up, but it's on the 10th floor.
It hangs over like.
Correct. I'm talking about something hanging over in Pesach. People have many such. Someone actually brought me up to their apartment right here in Ramat Becheresh. I don't think more than 5 or 6 floors, something like that. And all there, they have geraniums and all kinds of other plants that are hanging over in Pesach. They have an entire, literally, horticulturally, an absolute botanical garden they have over there on the Pesach. Okay, so, but the chiluk that is made, I don't know if you hear this distinction. Between Shabbos and Mitzvah Tzuris Baritz. Mitzvah Tzuris Baritz is a function of Yoniko. And Shabbos is a question of Tolish. The Gemara, for example, has in Shabbos, Gemara gives a case that someone takes a plot of earth and throws it at a tree, and his measure, as a result of that, you remove whatever perils. The question is, are you chayav? Is that considered to be a maisa of Tolish? You really did a maisa of Tolish, but you used an intermediary, namely a clot of earth, Brigavim, Brigvei Adama. So it wasn't done in any kind of direct way. The whole discussion we're showing about this, whether, and the Gemara has a general principle, whenever you violate the Melacha of Shabbos, it has to be Derech, that Melacha. Derech Baina, Derech Frisha, Derech Tzira, and ain't Derech Frisha Bekach, and Derech Tzira Bekach. So that's not the way people do Tzira either with their hand, B'yad. By the way, that's the chiluk they always say between Tolish and Kotzer. Kotzer is with machinery, and Tolish is B'yad. That's how the Yad Vital. I mean, they say that's b'chal between these two malachas, which probably is correct. I mean, even in the Hebrew usage of the term tovesh, the losh me'ayis generally is b'tzura shel shimush b'yad. Mashen ken kitzira, but that chal is like some sort of mechona, some sort of a kamoin, or some sort of an instrument. But again, I'm asking simply, how do you explain the distinction between Shabbos and Mitzvah Tzuris Baritz? This is what they say over. In the name of the Soloveitchik family. Now, the problem with this is that what do we do with the Bikurim? What's two members of the Bikurim over here? The Bikurim, the Rabbah Paskins, Hagolah Ba'atzi, Dabishu Noku, Hagolah Rashina, Ein Amen, Shalem Abi Arza. So this may go back to another issue that we spoke about a week ago, but you showed me that once again I have to present Machamol, but offhand, seems very difficult. At Mab Shapo. What's the Habon? And then the Rambam passes the Habon. Maybe when I go to the Gaga or Churva. It's on the roof. On the Churva, that you wouldn't read before him. What's going on over here? So apparently, the assumption is, and this seems to be the Poshup Shah, God of Esfina is not called God of Eretz Yisrael. Not called Baratzom. But in the Gaga of Churva, even though it's in the Bayit, but it's Baritz. That's the Yishalmi and all that we saw. I don't know if you remember that said, I don't expect you to remember all the Yerushalmis. But Yerushalmi Ola, that we actually, it's not on this handout, but it's on the other handout that I, there's that other one. I'll just show it to you. And then you'll, if you don't mind just returning it, I'll put it here. Yeah, here's the Yerushalmi. This unbelievable Yerushalmi. It's a very famous Yerushalmi Arla. And we referred you to it, and this is very halacha l'maaseh. But so this is the chiluk. If you hear what I'm saying, the chiluk between bikurim that are al hagag or al hakurva, or bikurim that, as I said, that's al hasfina. Al hasfina is different. So take a look at this Yerushalmi on the first page of Zriya Batzitz and Babai. See what it says, Zriya Babai, this is Yerushalmi in all of Perakal Balachabes. The incredible Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yochanan and Moshe Rabbi Yanai says the following. Elon Shenato B'toch Habayit Chai Ba'olam. Put him in the Mises. Feel employed this Yerushalmi. I have yet to become this Yerushalmi that I saw decades ago. There's a chil between Meiser and Olam. What's the difference? Look how the Yerushalmi is bedayik in the Pesukim. Rabbi Yochanan. When it says the Arla, Torah says by Arla, the Pasha, Ki sovor el aretz, unitatem kol eitz machol, you plant any kind of eitz machol, a fruit tree, shalosh ton b'yeh lachem arelu lo yocha, uvashor arviyesi yam kol pirio, kodesh yilul l'ashem. Uvashor achamishes, so then the Torah says, in the century then it's Mutan, the 40th center of Bai, 30 years, first 3 years Arla, tzasu b'achilo, tzasu b'ano, and then the 40th center of Bai. So the Yerushalmi says, if this Elon is planted in Tocha Bay, it's Chaya Barola. Why? Why is it Chaya Barola? And Patimel HaMaisis, the Chsib Aser to Aser is called Tua Sarecha Yotzi HaSodah. So what do you say regarding Maiser? Maiser is totally on what? Sodah. What's it says? Ha Yotzi HaSodah. Shona Shona. It has to grow in the field. This is not growing in the field. This is a tree that I planted in my house. It's not a field. So maybe I can't be Chaya HaMaisis. Orla, Torah says, "Chisavor el aretz, aretz." When the tatim kol eitz machol, a bayis is in aretz. The bayis is standing on the ground. The aretz Israel, that's called aretz, and that's what the Yerushalmi goes on to say. Uvashviyas tzvicha, you would have to go ahead and be chayev. It's in the shavsa haaretz shabbos Hashem. Uchsiv sod kol esizma, the chavu kol esizma. It says sod kol also, but it mentioned the shavsa haaretz shabbos Hashem. So the pneumation, right? To the left, explains this. You show me why is there a chiluk between Arla and Maisvis? Who is Shvias Tzvicha and Shvias Yechayim? Well, in Shvias Mesakel, and here we have a problem because we have conflicting desiderata. We should be kosher echad omer b'shav saaretz. Mashma the bechol malkim shuv aretz leig bo Shvias. The kosher echad omer b'sod for the sizma of the mashka dafki mu b'sod. We talk about it. He said there's a conflict regarding Shvias, but regarding the other two items, there's no conflict. It's very clear when it comes to Maiser. Maisa is totally on what? Sode. Maisa, the pasuk says, Hayetze Hasode. And Orlo is totally on something that's planted in Orlo. It's an answer itself. So he was a Rabbi. It's part of an answer itself. Shvi'is Hasode. Question is how we pass it. So we mentioned here on the bottom, take a look at the Pasa Shulchan. So he writes, Elam Chidatom to Rabbi. So it's a Sode. You know, you look on the Shvi'is. We have a Sode. Regarding Shvi'is, because of the two psukim that are in conflict. Comes the Chazanish. It doesn't understand this pasal shulchan. Vika yisrael shal pasal shulchan zal lohokim svegel didan ena mukhra. The Chazanish doesn't agree. It's not so 100% clear. The yeshomu came and ikah sabi with the haisa. The etzim sabi is the sabi the haisa. Vazdina lechumra. Generally, we know by sabi the haisa, you go lechumra. Mele, gam didan azdina lechumra. He also should be machmir. We're talking about didim the haisa. So the sabi is the didar haisa. No question, you go lechumra. But you see the Pasa Shulchan disagrees. And he adds further, look at the next Pasa Shulchan, the arrow going down. Come on, be right, the Rabbeinu Achrein Mechriyu, the Shvim Tazer, the Rabbanon, and with Fizeh, Abayal HaKuva, all Shvim Tazer, the Rabbanon. So there was no reason why we should not go ahead and be able. Okay, so essentially what we have so far done today is simply, number one, take a look at the Gemara in Shabbos, and that Pei Alvon and Beis, and the Gemara has homes in Rashi, and the Rambam, where a person elevates an item that was in an otzis nakum, now it's placed on your seidos. So Rashi holds that you are chayim mishum tolish, but only the rabbanon. There's no chiyuv daraisa. And the Rambam is solid. The Rambam says there's a chiyuv daraisa. That's issue one. Issue number two, what seems to be a stir in the Rambam regarding the Gemara in Gigi. The Gemara speaks about Sfina Kosheshes. So the Rambam paskins that the Sfina Kosheshes, it's a territorial waters where it's as well. It's very shallow. Mayim Bududim, paskins the Rambam, Nechayim the Tumus of Isis. And the Rambam says, the Shvias, Kitzomeach, Eretz Yisrael, it's as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, with reference to Bikurim, the Rambam has two dina. One is something goes in an otzitz, otzitz nokum, and it's called a sfina, then it'll Bikurim. Why? Because it's on the sfina. And even though, as I said, many achrenim learned that we're talking about a sfina shalcheres, where it was essentially that's perforated, that's considered to be something where there's a connection, there's yinika, the chalzos, it's not called, it's not considered to be be'artzam, territorial waters, and not be'artzam. However, Hagadol, the Gagol, the Churva, and a bias. So that's Oretz. The bias is standing on Oretz. And that's exactly you show me that I decided to over here that the Shalmi is Bechal between an Elor and Meiser. Meiser is totally on Sodeh, based on the Posseh. Trust me, I never would have made this deer in 1,000 years. Mamish in 1,000 years. It's an unbelievable deer for you show me to make. Hayetzi has Sodeh Shona Shona. As opposed to Arla, which of course is an Elam, planted in Eretz Yisrael. And even B'toch HaBayis, it's part of Oretz. It's planted in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Tisobor Oretz, the Pasuk says, with the Tata Galeis Machol, Baralta Ralosa is Piriel, Shol Shom Yelach, Amarim Vayochel. So Mela, Arla is no question Yachai. Shvius, we have conflicting psukim. To me, this whole Yushalmi has always been a pillar my entire life. That conflicting psukim says, B'shof So Oretz, but also says Son Chalais Israel. So now we shall be a song in Bashvias. Machon is Basa Shul and Chazanish. What to do with this? Okay, I stop at 11 o'clock. That's when the... Anyway, I'm going to discuss, as you can see, if you don't mind just returning those things to me, I'll give it back to you with another. And we're going to get into really the issue of all types of Atzitzim, Babayi, tomorrow against Hashem. We'll try to make some more progress.
What's the status like?